Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi friends, my name's Mark and I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, how do we learn our drinking was abnormal? Well, first I've got to say I learned it the hard way, that's for sure. It took me many years to discover that I was an abnormal drinker. People had pointed it out to me along the way, but I could never ever see it. So I'd been experiencing that, or what it means to be an alcoholic, for a very, very long time. But how I learnt that was actually in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. When I came to AA, I identified in meetings and I found myself in the big book, which was really important to me. There's a page here, XXVI. I'm going to read this and then talk to that for a few minutes. So it says here, the physician who, at our request, gave us this letter has been kind enough to enlarge upon his views in another statement which follows. In this statement, he confirms what we who have suffered alcoholic torture must believe, that the body of the alcoholic is quite as abnormal as his mind. It did not satisfy us to be told that we could not control our drinking just because we were maladjusted to life, that we were in full flight from reality, or we were outright mental defectives. These things were true to some extent, in fact to a considerable extent with some of us, but we are sure that our bodies were sickened as well. In our belief, any picture of the alcoholic which leaves out this physical factor is incomplete. The doctor's theory that we have an allergy to alcohol interests us. As laymen, our opinion as to its soundness may of course mean little, but as ex-problem drinkers, we can say that his explanation makes good sense. It explains many things for which we cannot otherwise account. And absolutely, that's my truth. So it was through that identification and understanding that I learned that I was an abnormal drinker. You know, and the other thing that I did, which was really helpful too, was make a comparison. On page 20 and 21, it talks about different types of drinkers, also in the big book. And that way I could make comparisons and find myself as an abnormal drinker. It talks about moderate drinkers have little trouble of giving up liquor entirely if they have good reason for it. They can take it or leave it alone. And then it also talks about a certain type of hard drinker. And that person, if given sufficient or strong reason, can stop or moderate. And I could never do that either. I could stop for a little while, but I would always start again. And I certainly was someone who could never moderate. Once I put alcohol in my system, I would drink and drink and drink, and I could never ever stop. And that is an abnormal reaction to alcohol. And I did not understand that while I was drinking, because I hung around with people who drank like I did, other abnormal drinkers or problem drinkers. So I found myself in the big book, and I'm described in the next part of the book there where it talks about the real alcoholic. So that's what I am. I'm a real alcoholic. I suffer from alcoholism. I have an abnormal reaction to alcohol. Once I start to drink it, I can't stop. And I drink and drink and drink. And the more I drink, the thirstier I get. So I've always had that abnormal reaction, or what the book calls the phenomenon of craving. And when I want to leave it alone, and the circumstances of my drinking are getting worse and worse and worse, and the pain and the suffering for myself and those around me is getting completely out of control, my mind cons me that it's okay to pick up a drink again. So I have this obsession of the mind, I pick up a drink and away I go again. And I'm caught in this vicious cycle which is repeated over and over. And I had to come to AA to learn that and find that out and make it personal for me. Once I was able to do that, I could admit I was an alcoholic and powerless over alcohol, and my life had become unmanageable, and begin to work the solution in my life. Thanks for caring and sharing.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.